Hi, everybody. It's Mary Lynn here of Creating an Impactful Legacy and Hard at Work. And so I'm so excited to have Mitchell Levy. We're doing a redo, not a redo, but a recap of what he's been up to for the past few months. And of course, we haven't spoken to him in the last few months either. So I'm really looking forward to what he has to say now, what he's been up to. So Mitchell, welcome.
It's always good to have a conversation with you, Mary Lynn.
Yeah.
So let's see what's happened. So much. When actually was the last time we spoke? I mean, is it 3 months, 6 months?
Oh, it has to be at least 6 months ago.
At least 6 months. Yeah. Okay. So since then, let's see so for those who don't know me, I ended up interviewing 500 thought leaders on credibility. It was a Napoleon Hill exercise that got me. It helped me understand my clarity and my purpose, which is actually helping other people have clarity. Right. I did a 7-country Amazon bestselling book. I did a TEDx, which was recently announced the 28th most popular TEDx released in 2021.
Wow.
I was recently asked to join Marshall Goldsmith, who's the number one CEO coach in the world. He has a group called 100 Coaches. Okay. So I was recently asked to join that. So I'm putting on my executive coaching hat. And what happened over the holidays is I had an opportunity to take a look at and focus on the customer journey of credibility. Mm-hmm. And what I realized is the most important thing that we all need to do, the thing that can help bring us credibility with if we just look at the TED talk's called "We Are Losing Our Humanity and I'm tired of watching it happen."
Yeah.
And so what does the TED talk call for? What can we do? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say two things. First, a common language. Mm-hmm. And the common language of credibility is what I've put in the TED talk. I've put on the book. It's what I'm sharing in the membership community, Credibility Nation. What's the second thing? We all need to wear our purpose on our sleeve. Mm-hmm. Right. And so the concept I came up with is a CPOP, customer point of pain. Mm-hmm. And the really cool part for those that are, I'll just make this point and then I'll ask a question. The really cool part is once you get to articulate your CPOP, if you can actually let people know who you are and who you serve in less than 10 words, you become memorable, you become shareable. And what happens, it doesn't mean you don't change that over time. Mm-hmm. When you change it though, you want it to be consistent both in how you share synchronously and how you show up asynchronously, how you show up on social media, how you show up on your website. Mm-hmm. And so that particular process, for those that are interested, that process is called C-popping. Mm-hmm. C-popping is the continual process of aligning your purpose with how people see you. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool. At least once or twice a day, I'm helping somebody for potentially the first time be able to articulate their purpose and wear it on their sleeve.
Yeah, your magic needs to be taken much broader than just one-on-one.
It's still been, so the answer is yes. I'm going to do the yes and.
Yeah.
It, you know, the research I finished was in August of 2020. I did a summit, a book in October. And this over a year of spending time actually deploying and practicing has brought so many aha moments that I'm still continually learning and growing. And so it's, we released with a firm, a credibility assessment. Mm-hmm. We're doing a workbook for learning. So we're filling in the gaps. So it's easier for companies to be able to share credibility with their employees and with their customer base. Mm-hmm. It'll happen. And I appreciate you saying that, but it is enjoyable doing it one-on-one.
Yes,
we need a broader picture, but it is fun to help individuals. Yeah.
It's great to do group, but at the same time, not everybody gets the individual attention that they need to do it.
We've been doing a mastermind. I mean, I guess one of the things I'll say is every quarter, we have a 5-day challenge. It's called mm-hmm. Being Seen as Credible. Next one coming up is March 7th. And participating in that, we roll people from that, the upsell is into mm-hmm. a mastermind. Mm-hmm. In the mastermind, we did it as a group. Mm-hmm. And of the 8 people who are part of the 6-month mastermind, 7 completely transformed their lives in a 5-month period. It was mm-hmm. absolutely spectacular.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always cool to see the little light bulb moments flashing and it's like, oh my God, that's wonderful. And their light is shining and everything is bright, you know, that's the highest form of transformation for somebody. And yes. For you to facilitate that.
Oh, it's crazy. And yeah. Speaking of transformation, you've gone through one.
Yeah, I just, it's been very interesting. It's been a year, I would say a year long process to actually arrive to where I am. And now I'm just starting to get out there and tell people what I'm doing and what's up. And it's very interesting the kind of responses I get. Oh, well, I'm not dying. And I went, yeah, well, I'm sorry, but we're all dying to get out, you know, kind of thing. But I can't really say that. So I'm just, moved into being an end-of-life doula. And we're a non-medical team player in the group of people that are within your family, your medical team and everything. We help you, support you and coach you through the anxieties and help you create a care plan and, you know, the whole planning thing of towards your end of life.
Hmm.
So we walk people home. I walk people home to God. So, or spirit or source, whatever you want to call it. So I really enjoy it. It's fun. It's very rewarding.
So it'd be very interesting as you say that. By the way, I didn't know what the word until yep. in the green room conversation, I didn't know what the word yep. doula meant. So I looked right. it up. I love that word. And this is one of those things that just saying your title gets the right question. The right question when you say you're a CPOP is tell me more. Saying yep. the job title, end of life doula, requires the question of tell me more. That said though, I'm not sure there's something there that I'd like to play with, and I'm happy to play on recording, right? So let's say I was trying to come up with your CPOP, right? Your mm-hmm. CPOP is typically two things. It's who you serve
mm-hmm.
and then the pain point you address.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there's two potential directions you could take this. So let me just share with you a couple of different thoughts. One direction is technically or physically, you're really serving the family of the person who's dying.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Technically, that's really where yeah. you are. And you certainly need to accommodate that. But the one downside is that they die. It's not an ongoing recurring revenue stream. It is it's the one only thing. And yep. any business, which is one only, right, requires you to market and drive awareness and have people see you,
mm-hmm.
right? And you're continually getting new clients. So you want to be able to have testimonials mm-hmm. demonstrating the whatever is considered super amazing success.
Right.
With that.
Right.
So if that's not necessarily the right go-to-market strategy, because you definitely don't want to do Facebook ads saying, hey, are yeah. you dying? Talk to me, right? First of all, Facebook doesn't work that way. And second, it's just not so much fun. So to me, the clients that you're really serving are not necessarily those that are paying you. As a matter of fact, the clients that you're really serving are potentially those that you might pay them, right? So what I was thinking about as this is going through my head, it's really those professionals who are serving your clients at the end of life. Mm-hmm. Right? They need to be aware of you. You need to be their go-to. Mm-hmm. Right? So I'm thinking your CPOP. So tell me, what are the types of people who are serving your, you know, serving the, it's kind of a, if you think it in a business space, you kind of have a B2B model, you know, a B2B to C, right?
Yeah,
it's the business to business to consumer, right?
Yeah.
So for the businesses that you serve, who is it? Who is it that you're interacting with?
Hospice, palliative care, doctors, the medical professions.
Is it always medical professions? Because you probably have lawyers, accountants.
Yeah, but they're more, the direct people I deal with are the medical professions, but the people that would refer me are the financial people or people that have, maybe they do trust for people and they need somebody to come in and help the family. Because, you know, we're not just dealing with the patient in their transition. We're also helping the family with their anxieties, their fears. Maybe there's some forgiveness work we need to do. Maybe it's about, you know, grievances that there has been happening. Like, for example, I just give you a little story. It's not my story, but somebody else's story, where one of the doulas was working with a family, with the mother, and the mother said, "Can you find my daughter? We've never had a good relationship, and but I really want her to hear me so I can let her know I forgive her, and maybe she'll forgive me." And they reached out to the daughter, and she says, "No, my mother doesn't deserve being forgiven." And I says, "Well, you know, your mother is dying, and she would really like to see you." And so the daughter just repeats and says, "No, I'm not coming." So it was like 2 weeks later, and she reached out. This daughter reached out to the medical people or whoever was looking after the mother, the doula, and saying, "Hey, I think I'm ready to talk to my mother now." And they said, "Well, it's too late. She's passed. She died 2 weeks ago." And so, you know, when that you get that call, that means it's time. It's now. It's you have a window of time to speak to that person before they go. And so I guess, you know, now she has to deal with that grief or that pain. And she can still, of course, let go of her mother or forgive her mother, you know, spiritually. But there's still that emotional that is still there that she isn't able to probably let go. She'll have to work on some grief counseling to help her because she didn't want to talk to her mother at that particular time. So there's a lot of stories like that, you know?
Yeah. And what is it? It's at my fingertips. It's very cool. It's
a humbling experience.
Oh my God. The whole thing is, I went through that with my dad and, yes, the person who came from hospice, who actually came at the end, was extremely soothing and supportive. Mm-hmm. Right. So is it, what part of the process are you there for the entire thing, or what part of the process, where do you get involved?
I can get involved just at that time when they're ready to go, or I can, I'm also in the campaign of getting people to write up their wills, do their care planning, get their directives done, create remembrance or a legacy, what legacy do they want to leave behind. Maybe it's something outside of themselves. So I want to help them do that too. So I have, I wrote a book actually called Your Legacy Planner. And so just because I kind of went through that with my own experience where I was left a mess. So I thought, okay, there's nothing out there to help me and guide me here. So anyway, so I ended up just writing my own book and just saying, so I can work with people going through my book with them and just say, okay, this is your next step, next step, next step. And then hopefully, you know, by time, then maybe they don't need it right now, but maybe it's something to start to think about. Usually it's boomer driven because boomers don't want to die in the hospital. They want to die at home. So what needs to be in place to do that?
I love it. That was actually, by the way, thank you. I'm glad I asked that question. That was exactly what I needed. I'm kind of thinking, I got something that's 9 words. 9 words is a lot for me. I like to get to 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I put it in chat and I'll share it.
Okay.
What came to mind is professionals recognizing that their dying clients have loose ends.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel for you?
The play of the professionals recognizing that they're dying clients. Yeah, if I'm appealing to the professionals, that would be good. It's almost like you have to have two, one for the consumer and one for the professional.
It's quite possible that there'd be two. I'm thinking the one that's going to, what's going to foster your business is the professional one. Because you want that ongoing recurring revenue stream, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's a couple of things that are interesting. So I was trying to shorten that as you were speaking.
I
like the word professionals. So it's a broad, it's, and it doesn't, and I don't want to put medical professionals, right? Yeah. So professionals.
Yeah.
Recognizing that they're dying clients, you could shorten that. I mean, you could just say, you could, so many different ways. But there's a component of recognition. There's a component today.
Yeah.
What's hidden in that statement is that they recognize that there's something going on with their clients that they don't want to service themselves.
Yeah. Or there may be a personality conflict, or there may be things that the family's not willing to talk about, you know, all that.
And the loose ends is so huge. I mean, there's every story that you've said sort of fits under that concept.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, so I really like that. And it's, I'm trying to think about this. There's probably something here. We can come up with another one. So how you represent yourself in this particular case, you may end up having, I'm not recommending you do this, but you may end up having, not two websites. You could have a website that at the beginning of the website, it's, you click on one or the other.
Yeah.
You know, professional serving the community, you know, I need an end of life doula.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, it would be, do I need an end of life doula?
Yeah.
So imagine just a blank page.
Yeah.
It could be a black page, right? But on one side, do I need an end of life doula? And they click on that. The other one is serving, you know, would be the CPOP.
Yeah.
Professionals. Professionals, in this case, you would put, actually, you could put the CPOP as is, professionals recognizing that their dying clients have loose ends. Or
they may not know that they're dying. That's the other thing too.
Oh, well, it could be. The problem is if you don't put recognizing dying clients, if you just say professionals with clients that have loose ends, it's
aging,
a little,
clients
bit, it's
that
a
are
little bit too broad.
Yeah. And
well, it's,
you want to leave dying in there because it is near the end of their life. And they could be children or they could be adults.
That's the other thing. It could be any size. And then, and that's interesting. So you would jump on that website. In the side focus on the professionals, you're basically having family members talk about how many different services and things that you've done for them, but it could be all testimonial based.
Right.
And when you reach out to people, you want to talk about how easy you are to work with, how you could ring, call, communicate anytime. If appropriate, you will have referral fees.
Right.
Let's talk. Right. Or, right. I mean, that's the professional side, because that's the piece you want to nurture.
Mm-hmm.
That's the piece that you're spending most of your energy. The piece on the right is, get a free copy of my book.
Yeah.
Right. Once they click on it, come here, get a free copy of my book, go to my calendar to book time, to have a conversation. And once again, the same testimonials are there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, that's it. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I think if you think about the CPAP, for the actual people, what's the most important thing? I like the concept of loose ends.
Mm-hmm. Because it really embraces all the things that, the logistics that are things that need to be done before they leave, transition, go home, whatever you want to call it, without being offensive.
Oh. Huh. Would your CPAP for people I'm not sure this is it. People dying with loose ends.
Yeah. But I wonder if people would know that they're loose ends. They have loose ends.
Ah, perfect.
Do you know you have loose ends?
Well, people dying with unrecognized, right. Ah, that's perfect. Yep, thank you. People dying with unrecognized loose ends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that because they so tie together well.
Yeah, or dying with unknown loose ends.
Unknown, unrecognized. Less syllables. Better? Less syllables, yeah.
Yeah, because unrecognized, okay, you don't recognize it, but maybe they're just unknown. Like, it's like we don't know until we know.
Better. Oh, and a lot better.
Until somebody points it out to us, then we go, oh, I didn't know that.
I love this. This is really powerful, right? And by the way, so this is what I've been doing, right? Which is fun. And that is, if you could help somebody focus on who they serve and how best to serve them, mm-hmm. and to allow in both cases. So I'm going to put these on a piece of paper and just look at both. I'm a visual, so I have to see it.
I'm just visually looking at
recognizing that their dying clients have loose ends.
Mm-hmm.
Professionals recognizing that their dying clients have loose ends. People dying with unknown loose ends. Actually, that's your homepage.
Yeah.
You click on one or the other. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Huh. That's kind of cool. Now, like I say, the most important thing, if we're now thinking about you, is, and it won't be that hard for you to you should be getting video testimonials.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And written testimonials. I'm sure you got a bunch so far.
I got the written ones, but I don't have the video ones.
And but you know how to do it. Obviously, we're doing this here. Yeah. sometimes it in this particular case, sometimes what will happen is, let's say it's a longer term time.
Mm-hmm.
You could always get it while it's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Just always remember that you have your camera in front of you and you could just say, hey, what do you think?
Yeah.
How is this helpful? Right. Hey, would you mind? I'm updating my website. I'd love to have a quick video testimony. Would you mind? Right.
Right.
And I think if you had that website with the two choices,
mm-hmm.
then your outbound marketing is to the professionals.
Right.
And they're going to go to that webpage, assuming you get them there, but they won't even need to get there. But assuming somebody on their staff checks you out.
Right.
They get to the webpage. It's very simple. You go left or right. Right. Yeah. And if they're clicking on either side, it is straightforward. It is to the point. because you're a no-nonsense type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the on both sides, the incorporating components of legacy is not necessarily, is not out of reach.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's your fundamental mission. Yeah, your fundamental mission is still, you know, intact. I mean, you're just... Right. You're doing something right now that fits better, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Because if you look at any town, every town has at least one funeral home who's been there for, you know,
forever,
40, 50, 80, 100 years, right? It mm-hmm. just, so your focus is those professionals who just love working with you and are happy that potentially the family members or the person who was the client of theirs mm-hmm. decide to sign up with them because of how great you were.
Right.
Unknown colors.
Sorry. Right?
So that's interesting. I like those two. You know, keep me up to speed on that and how that goes for you.
Okay.
That's what I do. And that's the what I do with folks is helping them articulate. So I'm going to say if you're not part of, for those that are listening, if you're not part of Credibility Nation, feel free to come there. Mm-hmm. It's just creditabilitynation.com. We do a 5-day challenge that helps people reinforce that. I think you went to parts of the 5-day challenge at some point in time. And, you know, we record all of them. And I'm just going to say having the ability for you to follow, we do on the 5-day challenge, we have 5 steps that mm-hmm. that we help people do. And now that you have this updated CPOP and focus,
right.
walking through those 5 steps will help you figure out what you need to do for yourself.
Right, right. Yeah, I think at the time when I didn't hop on it, I was still kind of confused. Okay, what am I really doing here? You know, although it was... I had a vision or focus, but now I really have a, because, you know, doing doula work is not something you decide to do. You are actually called to do this work. And so I'm just kind of moving the kindness stuff. I'm still doing the kindness stuff, but I've just moved it into the doula work, you know?
Oh, I'm not sure I would have recommended that to you, having known you and you asked.
Yeah.
What I will say is, actually now knowing you and hearing this,
mm-hmm.
this feels really comfortable. This feels like where you were meant to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of my friends would say to me, you know, that's a perfect role for you to play, Marilyn, because you have that temperament, you can do that, and it's perfect for you.
You can separate your heart from your head appropriately, because kindness is all heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on the, we're just going to do right side, left side. Left side is professionals. Right side is, you know, your end customer.
Okay.
Your end customer is always 100%. You don't have to do business at all. That is always 100% heart.
Mm-hmm.
If they decide to hire you, you have a price list, and that's what you charge. Done. Yeah. Right. It's just, you don't, that's really 100% heart. The left-hand side is where you put your business hat on. And that's what every day when you wake up, you need to focus on the left-hand side,
mm-hmm.
right? The right. So here's what's interesting for heart-centered people like you,
mm-hmm.
servicing your clients, that's not a problem. That's a no-brainer. That's natural. That's just going to happen because that's who you are.
Right.
That trigger, you know exactly what you, I don't need to even talk to you about that. Now, at some point in time, if you need a coach to help you sort of, because the business is growing, there are many different coaches that can help. And at that sort of state, you might consider joining an organization like the Evolutionary Business Council, which has a lot of people, coaches in there that might be helpful mm-hmm. and that might be a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to encourage you to put your business hat on when you're thinking about the left-hand side, right? And the left-hand side is all about joint venturing.
Yeah.
It's all about being supportive. It's all about constant reminders. It's all about, for instance, if you know 10 service providers that you want to be in good shape with today, you want to get their mailing address. Make sure you get them on a call, talk to them and say, I'm going to send you a dozen of my books. that mm-hmm. I'd like you to give to, and
your
then
clients.
Give them your CPAP.
Yeah.
They're professionals, right? I want you to give them to those clients, you know, that are dying with loose ends.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Just like, yeah. It's so like what you're doing is you're tying all of this together.
Right.
So you're going to have to work hard to put your business hat on.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that there's no heart there.
Yeah. No, because I get it.
The real heart, Marilyn, the real heart is when a professional who, let's say you don't even pay them a referral fee, when they come to you and they thank you because their family members thank them for recommending you.
Right.
That's the
goal.
The real gift, the real goal. And so you need to make it a no-brainer for them to recommend you.
Right. So you're going to print my book?
Hey, it's possible. Now that we'll talk about offline. We'll talk about business models and what to do. But if it makes sense for us to do that, I'm happy to.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so we'll talk about that. Yeah. Yeah. We as a business, my business models is professionals wanting effective book credibility.
Right.
And what we do there is we will ghostwrite, publish, distribute, make somebody an Amazon best-selling author.
Right.
Typically in 6 months, and they've spent only 10 hours. Now, because the business, I've been around long enough that we do take professionals' books and publish them as well. And mm-hmm. So I have a business model, and we'll talk to you about
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Would love to. Yeah. Oh, this sort of book fits this. The reason why a book like this fits in our genre mm-hmm. is the books that we print are designed specifically, whether you write them yourself or we write them for you, they're designed to help you get more clients.
Right. Right.
Right. So it's just the asset.
Like a lead magnet.
It is. Well, think about this. Imagine if you did nothing more than find 10 people
mm-hmm.
that you want to be yours, and you sent them a dozen books each.
Yeah.
Maybe first time out, you send them a half dozen and wait for them to ask for more.
Yeah.
Right. And that, like, it's the easiest go-to-market strategy there is.
Yeah.
Because you're doing something that's so above and beyond what anyone else is doing.
Right. Right. Yeah. I'm building on my website. It's not published yet, but it's a resource bank. So I've been reaching out to people who I already know and like and trust and listing them as my resource people. To go people. So if they don't want to go through me and they need extra help and I don't provide that, then they go.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. And that could be a page that goes off of either the left or right side
right.
of what we talked about.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is great. This is a good direction. It's nice to feel the direction, to feel the love and focus. And I might encourage you to rewatch this, particularly when I say put your business hat on for the professional side.
Well, okay. As you're talking, I'm thinking, you know, all the people who said that this is perfect for me. I'm going to go to them and say, hey, give me a video testimonial or something.
Oh, yeah. It's simple.
Just something to get started with. Yeah.
Yep. Hey, I got a boogie because I got my next call. Too. I got to prepare for. This was when you said, what should we talk about? I said, let's talk about you. And you go, no, Mitchell, this is about you. I'm going to say yes. And it's of being of service is about me. And so for those that, once again, Marilyn, I'd encourage you.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
And for those that watch this, you know, every now and then you might have somebody who you feel is in the same situation you were in.
Yeah.
And say, hey, watch this episode where I was interacting with Mitchell Levy. And I go, you want to do this for you. Right. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, this is perfect.
Yeah, this is great. Great conversation, Mitchell. We'll be chatting with you later.
All right. Hey, great to be on. For those that are listening, I've dropped a couple of links. Primarily just go to creditabilitynation.com.
Okay.
Please join our community. For those that want to basically join others in the journey of credibility.
Right.
And if you want to learn more about me, book time on my calendar, it's mitchelllevy.com, and you could learn more about me there. And then there's a direct link to my calendar.
Right. Great. Thank you, Mitchell. It's been always delightful to chatting with you. So we'll be chatting with you later soon. Thank you. Have an awesome day. Be kind, everybody. That's all we have is each other.
Awesome. Thanks.
Great. Thank you.